Welcome back, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere, because, of course, the 5 o'clock hour is coming up, and it is Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win Contest. We'll be dropping that word right at the top of the hour. Folks, right now I'm joined by Dr. Robert Benson of the Center for American Progress Action Fund, an expert on how democracies die. I'm going to get to that question with him, but I wanted to flesh out what I think is a number of increasing indicators that the president is maybe not fully present, not fully grasping the moment. Donald Trump always had, you know, the weave or whatever we want to call his meandering presentation style. He always said outlandish things. He always spoke in hyperbole. Well, people are saying that it was always very difficult to pin down. That's always been Donald Trump. But his meltdown before the United Nations and his meltdown before 800 of our nation's top generals and commanders was quite extraordinary. It simply displayed a level of degrading mindset that is alarming to, I think, many. I've been talking to lots of folks that I know that have served, been to military academies. I just wanted to take a couple cuts from the presentation before the generals at Quantico. And then a congressional representative confronted the Speaker of the House yesterday about this very concern, and his response was frankly shocking. Let's listen to Trump randomly end up talking about Barack Obama before the generals.
So one thing with Obama, I had zero respect for him as a president, but he would bop down those stairs. I've never said, da-da, 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 pa-pa-pa. He'd go down the stairs, wouldn't hold on. I said, it's great. I don't want to do it. I guess I could do it. But eventually, bad things are going to happen, and it only takes once. But he did a lousy job as president.
And then this weird missive to a bygone era about battleships and the aesthetic of boats, very weird. Take a listen.
In the Second World War, they were freighters and different types, but we were doing a ship a day, and now we don't do ships. And I'm not a fan of some of the ships you do. I'm a very aesthetic person, and I don't like some of the ships you're doing aesthetically. They say, oh, it's stealth. I said, that's not stealth. An ugly ship is not necessary.
And he goes on and on and on. So late yesterday, Representative Madeline Dean confronted the Speaker in the halls of Congress and asked him about the president's mental state. Take a listen.
The president is unhinged. He is unwell. What
are
you doing?
A lot of folks on your side are too. I don't control.
Oh my God! Please, that performance in front of the generals—that
I didn't see it.
Is so dangerous. You know I serve on foreign affairs and appropriations. Yeah. This is a collision of those two things. Our allies are looking elsewhere. Our enemies are laughing.
I just left.
You
the
have a president who is. You have a president who is unwell.
So importantly, Mike Johnson doesn't rebut the premise. Oh, you guys are unhinged too. He, in effect, admitted the president is off the deep end. What do you make of this, Robert?
I think Rep. Dean said it best. The president is patently unhinged. I mean, you heard the clip. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. What is he talking about? The aesthetic of a battleship? I'm an aesthetic guy? What?
Well, let me ask you this question about that. Because even if you sane wash what he said, it also shows a complete lack of understanding about where modern warfare is. We don't have battles anymore because half of warfare is virtual. You talk to folks that have been on the front lines in Ukraine and they're talking about swarming drones, picking people out when you move because they can sense movement. It's simply not a relevant sort of point of discussion in modern warfare. Does the president even have a clue as to what's going on or the stakes of the Russia-Ukraine conflict?
No, and he's the commander. He's the commander-in-chief, right? So I think that this helps clear the mind, because the first impulse, as I mentioned, is to laugh. But this is deadly serious business. And make no mistake, right? Rep. Dean is right. Our enemies are paying attention to what's being said. And they look at the United States, quite frankly, as a country that is not being governed by a man with any aptitude whatsoever. And Putin is biding his time. Mm. He's completely played the president on these Ukraine negotiations, all the while taking more land, killing more Ukrainians. And now you talk to intelligence agencies in Berlin and Warsaw, there is a significant concern that Putin may move into the Baltic states and test NATO, the integrity of the NATO alliance, because he thinks that Trump won't defend these countries and, quite frankly, doesn't really understand the first thing about NATO.
And it's his performance over the last 2 weeks affirms Putin's greatest hope, right, that we've got an American president that's incapable of responding to an increasing threat from China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, etc., and who's got family members effectively trading on the president's name, involved in all sorts of conflicts of interest, which compromise this president and this administration's ability to even negotiate. Robert, my closing question here is, we were talking during the break, there may be a tiny bit of a silver lining, and I mean the tiniest silver lining, because it seems like people are engaged. Tell us what you know from your study of what leads to the death of democracies.
You know, I want to level with your viewers. It's my belief that we are in amongst the most dangerous geopolitical climate that has existed in the last 30 to 40 years, at least since the end of the Cold War. On top of that, we face unprecedented threats to democracy at home. So it's the combination of the two, right? This is the moment for mass mobilization. We need people to be queued in. We need people attending that protest, that No Kings protest on the 18th of October. The one thing we know from the study of authoritarianism is they win if we sit down. Don't sit down. Stand up and fight back.
Dr. Robert Benson, please come back very, very soon. We'll continue this important discussion. Stand up, make your voice heard. NoKings.org on October 18th. When we come back, we talk about the state of the workforce in this state of Wisconsin with lawyer Laura Dresser, a labor economist. Stay with us. The discussion continues on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.